Good afternoon, Thomas Courtney Castle. Sharon speaking. How can I help?
Oh, hello there. I wonder if you can help me. I'm quite interested in possibly taking a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe early next year, I think.
Right.
I just wonder if you could help me. I've got a bit of a problem, to be honest with you. I've got, you know what it's like, you've got so many brochures.
Right.
I quite fancy the, I've got the Thompson Cruises brochure,
mm-hmm.
Which my wife got for me. Now, you don't have a copy to hand, do you? Because we've just had a bit of an accident. The baby's just been sick over one of the pages.
All right, that's okay. I'll get a copy of myself and I'll be a minute.
Okay, that's great.
Hello there, sorry
Hello.
About that.
That's okay.
What page are you looking at?
Right, have we got the same brochure? The one with the kind of, is it the emerald on the front, is it?
And it's got like fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, I'm actually on about page 16 and 17. I kind of got a bit stuck together with all the vomit and
right.
that. But, still, he's only two, the little thing. Are you on page 17? Have you got that?
Yes, I've got that.
Right, you know where it says Premier down the right to choose
uh-huh.
the cabin thing? Could you just read the first couple of lines to me, because I've just lost
yeah.
that there, yeah?
Island Breezes Premier cabins are plush, spacious and comfortable. They have twin beds and picture windows, plus a small fridge.
Right, okay, that's all right. It's nothing too... what about the bit at the bottom? What I've just got, it says two. Now, I don't know what that would be.
Where, sorry?
Down the bottom of that page.
Two berths.
Yeah.
Two berth cabins are great value for money if you don't plan on spending a lot of time in your cabin. Space for storage is limited. One bed is always an upper berth that folds down from the wall.
Right.
So they're quite small, those cabins.
Right, okay, that's fine. I'm just thinking, the bit on the left, the page 16, where it says cruising as fresh as a sea breeze...
Yeah.
I've got, there's something happening virtually every hour of the day aboard Island Breeze. To keep you up to speed, a copy of the Cruises News, a printed programme, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
And then the page, I can't read anymore.
The bit further down from that.
Yeah, after, I think it looks like the last bit I've got is atypical.
Right. A typical day at sea might start with a genital stretch and tone session on the sun deck.
I beg your pardon?
Right, I'll start again. A typical day at sea might start with a genital stretch and tone session on the sun deck.
A what?
A genital... That's what it says in the brochure.
What does that say?
That's what it says in the brochure.
Would you read that to me one more time? Would you read that to me, please?
That's what it says in the brochure.
What does that... Read that to me again, would you please?
Yeah, I'm sorry, they've got a typing error in the brochure.
What does it say? Did I hear that correctly?
A typical day at sea might start with a gentle stretch and tone session on the sun deck.
And what's a genital stretch and tone session?
Gentle.
But you said it says genital.
No, that's what it says in the brochure, sorry.
Well, I've got to go by what the brochure says. I mean, that's the Trade Descriptions Act.
Sorry about that.
What is a genital stretch and tone session?
Well, I think what they're trying to say is gentle.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, do you realise you've just said genital on Metro FM?
Oh, no!
On Tony Horn in the Morning.
It's Tony Horn in the Morning.
It's not.
You're joking.
I'm not joking, no. One of your kind customers happily dropped off one of your lovely Thompson brochures to me.
I don't believe this.
Would you just read it to me one more time, please?
No.
Go on.
No.
Go on, you've said it three times already. Go on.
No, Tony, I'm not saying it anymore.
Go on, a typical day at sea might start with a...
Oh, yeah, I'm so embarrassed now.
What does it say?
Sorry?
What does it say?
No, I'm not reading it again. It's gentle.
But it says genital, doesn't it?
Yes.
On the Thompson brochure, page 16.
Yes, it does.
Uh-huh. And what's your name?
Sharon.
Sharon, you're a star. It's a white dog.
The only way to wake up. Wake up.
Wake up.
Tony Horn in the Morning. The best music. Metro FM.